portion of the Cliff Notes podcast is brought to you by Tolly & Associates, Little Caesars of St. Joseph, John Anderson Insurance, Meyerhofer Funeral Home and Crematory, Miljavik Electric, Musser Construction, Greg Kastner, voice of the Bishop of Blanc Golden Eagles and the St. Joseph Mustangs, Brett and Angie Lawson, Travis and Amber DeBoard, Jason and Mary Watkins, Matt and Jenny Busby, Brian and Rebecca Viertaler, Frudenthal Primary Care, The Michelle Cook Group, Russell Book and Book Ball 365, Bees, Tees, and Embroidery, Janelle Glidewell of Lightstar Financial, KT Logistics LLC, Hicks and Klein Funeral Home of Gower, James L. Griffin Law Firm of Maysville, Toby Prusman of Premier Land and Auction Group, Barnes Roofing, the St. Joseph School District, Patrick Lyle Insurance, Cintas, the Hi-Ho Bar and Grill, HK Quality Sheet Metal, Redmond Farms in Maysville, Robin Stacia Studer, Jeff and Michelle Zeit, Melissa Wynn, Gabe Edgar, Daisy Frisch, Amy and Wes Simmons, and JC's Hardwood Floors. Thank you guys so much for your support and contribution to the Cliff Notes podcast. Now on to tonight's episode. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome everybody to the Cliff Notes Podcast. It is the first episode of the Post-it Notes of 2024. I'm your host, Clifton Grooms. Here with me right now is Grand River Conference's Jeremy Benson. We are on the road back from Maysville. Also want to give a quick shout out real quick before we get into our episode. I want to give a shout out to Hinky Farms from Princeton for agreeing on a sponsorship today. Amber and Anthony Hinky, thank you guys for joining the Cliff Notes Podcast team. As far as sponsorships, thank you guys for your contribution and support of the Cliff Notes Podcast. Jeremy, I'll tell you what, we had a heck of a night in Maysville in that boys game. You know, definitely, we'll get into that here in just a few minutes, but give me your thoughts on the whole night.
Well, I'll say this. We first pull into the parking lot, and I've been to Maysville several times, and I don't think I've ever had as hard of a time finding a parking spot there. It was a big crowd tonight. It was an electric crowd. There were a lot of people there. Fun anecdote there is Tyler Zimmerman told me that he went to Sam's Club for the concession stand, said he bought enough for the next three games, and he said that he ran out of almost everything that he bought tonight. So he had to go, he's going to have to go back next time. So that's how big of a crowd they had tonight. So we'll get to the game in just a second, but I thought I'd throw that out.
Definitely, Maysville definitely done a great job. You know, their student section came out and showed out tonight. Definitely, they were loud and proud tonight as well. But definitely give a shout out to North Platte too. You know, they got a great fan base that comes out every single game. That's a fan base that travels for every single sport as well. But, Let's talk about these games now here. I think the main event of the night really was one of the only of, like, maybe four games going on tonight. North Platte and Maysville boys. You know, North Platte coming into the game with one loss of the season was in the KCI tournament semifinal to Plattsburgh, a game that I was at back in early December. And Maysville, still undefeated on the season. You know, won the Gallatin tournament championship earlier this year. Got a big win over East Buchanan a couple weeks ago at the Holiday Hoops Classic at the Civic Arena. I tell you what, 56-49, Maysville remained undefeated tonight. Tell you what, this is about as good as advertised, right, Jeremy?
This is the third time I've seen Maysville. Those two other games you mentioned are the other two times that I've seen them this year. I've been very impressed with Maysville. They're a physical team. They're a team that they will get up and run if they have the opportunity, but they also will pull it back if they don't see that opportunity. They'll push it into Dylan Willis. He did have a lot more opportunities and shots in the first half. But North Platte made some adjustments in the second half and made it a lot more difficult for him. But Maysville found a way to hit the shots down the stretch. But they're just a very physical team. They're a very, I would say, talented team. I think they don't really lose anything from 1 to 5. I think every one of those players are talented. And even when they bring Brock Windham off the bench, they don't really lose much at the number 6 spot. So it's really a talented team up and down the lineup.
So 56-49 was the final score there. And, you know, we'll kind of go over the quarters a little bit here. And the first quarter, it was 15-15, about as even as you can get in the first quarter. But then Maysville kind of opened up a lead In the second quarter, was able to open it up to about a 9-point lead. I think it was a 9-point lead at half. I think it was 30-21, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But then North Platte was able to come out in the third quarter, tie the game. I think they took the lead for a few minutes.
Yeah, it was a 1-point lead. Yeah,
it was about a 1-point lead there in the third quarter. Maysville was able to get it to a 4-point game at the end of the third, 38-34. But then, a very, very close game there. Maysville, as you mentioned there, was able to hit some key shots in the fourth quarter, was able to knock down some key free throws. North Platte got it within three with about less than a minute left, but Maysville was able to kind of pull away with free throws late for a 56-49 win. Wolverines, 9-0 on the season. You know, they're one of the top teams in our area. Jeremy, just give me your thoughts on tonight's game.
Well, as I said, Maysville, they're really good. I mean, they've beaten East Buchanan, they've beaten North Platte. Coincidentally, both of those teams, they have two losses, and the other loss for both of them is to Plattsburgh. And so Maysville is in District 16, Plattsburgh's in District 15. I don't know if they're on a collision course, but we've seen both Plattsburgh play and we've seen Maysville play. You know, I think both are very talented. We're still a long ways away from districts, but I think we see two very talented teams that could be on a collision course. But tonight, Maysville, they got out to that lead. North Platte fought back, but it seemed like every time that North Platte got close, Maysville was able to hit the shot that they needed, and they pulled away a little bit. North Platte would then close it, and then Maysville would hit a shot. As I said, North Platte got a brief lead there, but every time, as I said, that North Platte would answer, Maysville would come back and answer again. So Maysville hit the big shots all night.
They sure did. You know, again, Maysville improves to 9-0 on the regular season. Box scores, we're going to give you a couple of those here real quick here for Maysville. Maysville had three guys in double figures, all of them pretty balanced. So Dylan Willis led the team at 15 points. Tanner Evans had 14. Also, Coben Metzger had 14 points as well. And Caden Gabbard was able to add 9 points as well on the night. A lot of balanced scoring for the Maysville Wolverines, and that's we kind of talked about it a little bit. We're going to bring you a post-game interview that I was able to grab Coach Chris McMillan for a couple minutes. We talked about that balanced scoring, just ran through the game and so much more. Here's my conversation with Wolverine head coach Chris McMillan after the game. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here on the Cliff Notes Podcast here at Maysville High School, where the Maysville boys remain undefeated on the regular season, defeating North Platte tonight 56-49. We are here with the head coach, Chris McMillan. Coach, two great ball clubs. North Platte came in here with one loss. This was a great great game, kind of anticipated ball game, lived up to the hype. Coach, just give me your thoughts on the game.
Well, they're a good ball club, and I knew that they were going to be a good team. You know, Coach Kemper has those guys ready to play at any minute. You know, they play good physical defense. They get after it on offense. And I told the guys before the game, I knew this was going to be one of them that's going to challenge us. We had to be ready for this challenge. We knew that they were going to come in and give us everything they had, and we had to stand up and stand up to that challenge and be successful with it.
Coach, we kind of talked about it a little bit, the Civic Arena, a couple weeks ago. You know, about a game of momentum. You know, you guys were able to jump up by 9 in the second quarter. But again, you know, North Platte kind of got back into it, tied the game, took the lead a little bit. You guys were able to come back, take the lead, hold them off. Just talk about, you know, this team's resiliency and just, you know, just being able to kind of hold together in these close games like this early in the season.
Well, it's one of the things I tell them all the time. You know, we talk about it in practice. We work on it in practice. Basketball is a game of runs. You know, you have to withstand the runs. You have to be able to maintain your runs just a little bit longer than the other team. And you have to be able to play good defense. And we really stress playing defense and getting after it, especially with a team that has an inside presence and an outside presence and things like that. So, you know, basketball is a game of runs, and you got to stand up to those runs and be – on the winning end of it.
Talk about the balanced scoring you guys had tonight. You know, Dylan Willis had 15 tonight. Coben had 14. Tanner had 14 tonight. Just, you know, any guy could lead this team any given night. What's it like, you know, to have, you know, a group of guys like this, so many players, you know, who can lead on a nightly basis when asked to?
Well, that's ideal for me. You know, I would rather have a bunch of guys, you know, in low double digits than one guy or two guys up in the 20s and 30s. You know, when you got the whole team involved and the whole team doing their part and doing their role, That's a key for success for a lot of teams, and that's what we really strive for, to be balanced, take our opportunities when they're given to us, and then finishing them.
Coach, thank you so much for joining me. Congratulations on the great start this season. Looking forward to seeing you guys again here soon. Congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the start of the season.
Thank you. Thank you.
Again, a huge thank you to head coach Chris McMullen for joining me after the game for an interview. Again, Maysville 9-0 on the regular season. Let's talk about this girls game here real quick. Girls game, not quite as close here. We'll run down a little bit, bits and pieces of the game here. Maysville, I'll tell you what, the Maysville girls on first quarter came out firing, scored the first 6 points of the game. Then North Platte kind of started getting back into the game, but it was only a one-point game at the end of the first quarter. I believe it was 14-13 North Platte after the first quarter. But then after that, North Platte just went on a run. I think the wheels just kind of started to fall off for Maysville. I've seen a lot of improvements over the last couple of weeks. I saw Maysville a couple times, the girls a couple times last season. A lot of improvement still there for Tyler Zimmerman's crew there at Maysville. A lot of improvement still there, but North Platte, a really, really good ball club. Number 7th ranked in the state in Class 2. They went on to win 84-30. What's the final score? Jeremy, I'll just let you elaborate on the girls' game.
Yeah, it was actually Maysville had a 13-12 lead with about 10 seconds left in the first. North Platte hit a shot to go up 14-13 at the end of one. You know, Maysville was going toe-to-toe with North Platte in that first quarter, playing decently. I mean, I would say that North Platte started to turn up the pressure towards the end of the first quarter. Maysville started turning it over. Maysville was struggling to try to get some shots off late in the first quarter. But North Platte was missing a lot of shots, and Maysville was rebounding well in that first quarter. And so they were able to stay even. North Platte went on a 28-0 run, and that pretty much ended any threat that Maysville had. What North Platte started to do is they actually started to hit their shots down low, and when they weren't hitting, they started rebounding, and they started turning Maysville over. Maysville wasn't they really I would say intensified their press, and so Maysville just wasn't able to get anything going at all, and that 28-0 run pretty much ended the game. And from there, the score just continued to spread out to a bigger margin. And so, you know, North Platte, I don't know if they took them lightly in that first quarter, or if Maysville just was up for the game. I think Maysville girls, you know, they're young. They still have a lot of freshmen and sophomores playing. I think they have some talent. But they still need to learn how to play as a team. They need to learn how to play against competition. And North Platte is a very tough team. And they're also a very tall team. Maysville's not. And so I think some of the length also really end up hurting Maysville. But, you know, I think there's going to be some brighter days for Maysville. It's probably not going to be this season. But, you know, I see some examples of, you know, some teams in the GRC the past few years, Gallatin, one of them a couple years ago, where they are in a very similar situation that Maysville is this year. And I look and see what Gallatin's doing now. And so, you know, I think that Maysville's, you know, maybe a couple years away, but I think they're gonna have a bright future.
I echo your sentiment there as well. Like, as I mentioned earlier, I think Maysville's got I seen improvements, you know, from last season to this season. I've been seeing a lot of good improvements for them. You know, just got to keep playing, you know, never quit, you know, just show up and just give effort every single game. And I think there could be some brighter days ahead for Maysville as well. Again, thank you. Tyler Zimmerman's also the AD at Maysville. We want to thank him. Jeremy and I both want to thank him for allowing us to come out and cover the game tonight as well. Definitely, Maysville always has great hospitality there at Maysville whenever we come over. Thank you guys so much for allowing us to come cover your team. So, we're going to actually run down a couple scores here real quick here. And, the other game really kind of going on tonight, Central Boys took the trip to Indiana tonight and went to the historic Hoosier Gym tonight and played Liberty North there. Unfortunately, Central did fall to Liberty North tonight, 52-37 was the final score there. Coach Kimball told me as we were kind of texting a little bit back and forth a little bit during the Maysville game, and said it was a great experience, a great day for the kids, a great experience to play in a building like that there at the Hoosier Gym. Looking forward to seeing Central again here in a couple of weeks. Other game in my area that we want to run down a score for, the Salisbury Invitational Tournament got Meadville there this week. The girls won last night. The boys lost last night, but the Meadville boys back in action in the consolation bracket tonight. They defeated Marceline tonight. 62-51 was the final score there. Thank Drew Tolley there at Midvid for giving me that score there. They are actually broadcasting the game all week there. If you're interested in tuning into the Salisbury Invitational Tournament, Midvid's broadcasting the game there.
Marceline's a future GRC team too.
Yeah, Marceline's a future GRC team there as well. Brookfield's also a future GRC team. A couple of extra teams for Jeremy to cover next year. They'll be in the in the Grand River Conference.
Yes.
As well. We have the Grand River Conference and the Grand River Conference West there as well. So that will do it for tonight's show. Now tomorrow night we will be at Benton High School in the historic Springer Gymnasium. MEC doubleheaders. We kick off conference play in the MEC. St. Pius coming to town for a doubleheader. Girls game starts at 5:30. Boys game starts at 7:00. There should be a couple pretty decent games. Benton girls, we know about the Benton girls, usually pretty solid every single year. Usually a state contender every single year. Pius usually pretty solid every year as well. You know, they played Benton last year in the Class 4 sectional at William Jewell last year. That was going to be a rematch from that. And then St. Pius boys, you know, Grant Redd, a very good player there for St. Pius. He's going to be bringing his Warriors into town to play Benton. Varsity game for the boys starts at 7:00. Benton boys off to a pretty good start as well, coming off a third place finish at the Neosho tournament last weekend. So we'll have post-game coverage and photos from there as well. Again, want to thank Tyler Zimmerman, the AD at Maysville, for allowing us to come cover the game. Also want to thank all the great sponsors are out there. Again, all of our great sponsors that have contributed over the last couple of years. Again, thank you to Amber and Anthony Hinkey for a sponsorship agreement today. Look forward to having you guys on board. Great conversation with them last night. Their two daughters, Addie and Michaela Hinkey, both them played for Princeton. I had the chance to go see them last night. That's a heck of a program there at Princeton. We'll see them maybe a couple times. They'll be in the South Harrison tournament. Might have a girls championship game there at South Harrison against the host Bulldogs if everything kind of plays out. But again, that's why we play the game. We'll wait for that to kind of play out. We'll have more on that next week. But we'll definitely be Princeton and St. Joe Christian will definitely be there at that one in a couple weeks. That should be a fun game there in St. Joe. Again, thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to Tyler Zimmerman of Maysville. Want to thank all of you for listening and everybody for supporting the photos, supporting the podcast, everything like that. And we will see you guys back here tomorrow night for another edition of the Post-it Notes. And also want to thank Jeremy as well for joining me here on the way home. Jeremy, anything you want to plug?
You can also look for me on the Grand River Conference Facebook page, Twitter, I don't call it X, and Instagram. So I'll be posting photos of tonight's game. I know Cliff will too, but posting photos of tonight's game on the Facebook page as well. So if you want to look for some photos on there, just go to Grand River Conference on Facebook.
Yeah, definitely check out all the GRC social media pages. Again, Jeremy does a really good job. You know, great social media representation for the Grand River Conference. Again, thank you to everybody for your support. Thank you for all the support on the photos, on the podcast, everything. So we'll see you guys back here tomorrow night for another edition of the Post-it Notes.